on, Christy. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Tech Ridge Public Infrastructure District. Today is February 10th. It is 3:40 p.m. I am Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Isaac, your chair, do you want to start?
Yes, Isaac Barlow with Tech Ridge LLC.
Dave Nelson with Tech Ridge.
Brad Buchanan with Tech Ridge.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Jason Burningham with LRB Public Finance Advisors. We're the municipal advisor to Tech Ridge Public Infrastructure District.
Anne Marie Hansen, UMB Bank trustee.
Darcy Stevens, Gilmore Bell, Bond Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. All right, board. So we sent out board meeting minutes from our February 3rd meeting. Do they look accurate? Did you get a chance to review them? Do I need to put them up?
I think they look good.
Okay. Dave, could I get a motion then to that effect?
I move that we approve the board meeting minutes of February 3rd, 2025.
Thanks, Dave.
I'll second that.
Brad just eked you out, Isaac, so I've got to give it to Brad. Sorry.
That works.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. Next up is the authorizing resolution. Darcy, are you going to take this for us?
Sure. I'm happy to go through it. This is Darcy Stevens with Gilmore Bell. We're bond counsel to the district. The resolution you have before you, it authorizes some documents. I'll run through the resolution and then I'll run through the documents themselves. And then I'm happy to answer any questions during or at the end. The resolution authorizes an assessment ordinance, a designation resolution, and an appraisal, and then authorizes certain designated officers, which are defined as the chair or the vice chair of the board, to approve and finalize those documents and to authorize any other the execution of any other documents in connection with those. This resolution is contingent on the receipt of an executed acknowledgement, waiver, and consent agreement in the form that's attached. And that's what we were referring to earlier, that we need all surface property owners to consent to the creation of the assessment area under the act. So once we have all of those consents received, then we would be able to finalize the documents and start the 60-day contest period that relates to any assessment ordinances. If you refer to the designation resolution, if I'll walk through that quickly. The designation resolution designates an assessment area, which would be known as the Tech Ridge Assessment Area. The assessment area is being created to finance certain improvements, which are described in Section 4. And there would be two classifications within the assessment area. Both of those would be assessed on a per acre basis, but a different value of the assessment per acre within those two classifications. The certificate of project engineer is attached as Exhibit D to that resolution, which shows the currently anticipated costs for the improvements within the assessment area. And then also attached to the designation resolution are maps and legal descriptions showing where the two classifications would be within the assessment area. And if you flip to the assessment ordinance, the assessment ordinance.
Give me just a sec, Darcy. Sorry, I didn't fill up anything you said. I'm going to keep chatting as I pull it up.
You're fine. I'll just do an intro. The assessment ordinance contains a lot of the similar information that's found in the designation resolution. It also describes the improvements that are going to be financed, and it describes the development. And then it also goes on to describe the, if you scroll down to section 6, it also has a description of the classifications that we would have within the assessment area. And then the rest of the document describes the payment of assessments and what happens when there's a default in the payment of an assessment, the remedies on default, and the lien of the assessments. It describes the reserve fund that we're anticipating to be created under the indenture. And then section 14 describes the 60-day period I mentioned earlier, that there is a 60-day contest period associated with an assessment ordinance that would be triggered once we post the assessment after receiving all of the executed waivers. And this document also in Exhibit A describes, as I mentioned, the two classifications and the parcels anticipated to be within those two classifications. And the appraisal will be on file with the district, and I'm happy to answer any other questions there might be.
Okay, board, any questions?
So with the approval of these documents, then we'll execute them, notarize them, and then wait for the city to add its signature, and then we're done. Is that right?
Right. Yep. You can sign them and notarize them now if you would like, and we can hold those until we have all the consents, or if you would prefer to wait until we have the consents on hand, then you could execute them, whatever you prefer.
We don't have a here in our office. So yeah, if we can arrange either to come by Michael, your office and do it, or send a notary over here, either way.
Okay, Matt, you want to cover that?
Yeah, we've got several notaries in our office, David. So we can have the documents at the front desk for you, and you can just come in whenever's convenient.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, and I think the most critical path for the calendar on the bonds is to get the city consent, because we can start our contest period even before execution, final execution of the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution. So those should be timely, but it's the consent of that matters most. And Darcy, maybe you and I and Jason, you know, with your relationship with the city, maybe we could huddle on the best way to help them understand their consent.
Yes, we talked about that at the beginning, Randy. Jason was kind enough to offer to help with that conversation. So I was going to reach back out to you on that. So
sounds good.
We could circle up after this.
Yes, and let me know, please, if you need me to help with contacting the city to kind of put the urgency on it.
But Isaac, perfect. When you recommend that they reach out directly to Jamie to begin the conversation, because she may.
Yes, I think you reach out to Jamie directly and let me know if there's any delays I can help with.
Sounds good. Perfect. I think it's just a matter of education. I don't mean to replow what you've already talked about, but because we're closing into escrow, they shouldn't ever have a burden, and they can acknowledge that. It's just this silly state law requirement for circumstances aren't usually contemplated for the land swap. So
yeah, that's what we noted earlier, Randy. We didn't think it was problematic, just wanted to make sure that they knew what educating them on what it is. And I don't anticipate that there's any issues, but I do think Jamie's the point person, and if she's comfortable with it, I think she can just get it facilitated. I don't think it needs to go back for any action or anything like that. But if we start with her and explain it to her and walk her through it, I don't think she's going to have any concern.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, board, are you guys comfortable moving forward? You still have Any questions? Otherwise, we could take a motion to approve resolution 2025-05.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2025-05.
Thanks, Isaac.
I second
Thanks,
the motion.
David. All those in favor say aye.
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 Brad, did you say aye? I didn't see your lips move.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Just keeping you on your toes.
Absolutely.
All right. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
No.
Okay. Darcy, are you guys going to circulate those signature pages if you haven't already?
For these documents?
Yeah.
Sure. Yep. I can send those around.
Okay, perfect.
Darcy, I saw that you sent sort of, I guess they would be final versions of the documents this afternoon. We've got those. I don't know that you need to resend signature pages. We can just put the documents at the front desk in our office.
Perfect. There is a notice we used as a cover letter that I will send you, just one additional thing to put in that pile, if you could, please.
Okay, that sounds good. And then David, Isaac, Brad, if we'll just have those at our reception desk, just when it's convenient for you during business hours, feel free to swing by.
Perfect. Just let us know when they're ready.
Okay. We should have them ready this afternoon. So anytime after that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. If there's nothing else, we'll take a motion to adjourn.
I so move that we adjourn.
Thanks, Dave.
I'll second.
Thanks, Brad. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Okay. Thanks, you guys. Good to see you.